This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we sing.
Mr. Grown Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
Today we have another show and tell, and today we have a show and tell from Alia.
Hi, Alia.
Hi, Alia.
Hi, Alia.
Hello, Beanies. My name is Alia. I am 6 years old. I started school this year.
Started school?
Cool.
Wow. School is very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you learn all the writings and the readings and things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't leave your lunch in the bottom of your bag.
Ew.
It goes smelly.
Yeah.
I did that a lot.
That's a good school lesson.
It is really a good lesson.
What else did you learn at school that was important?
I learned how to listen.
Ooh.
Because that's a real, and how to follow instructions, because I always really like to talk to everybody. Shocker. And
yeah.
I had to learn how to concentrate on what the teacher was saying instead
yes.
of talking to my friends. That was
yeah.
an important lesson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what your first report card said when you were from kindergarten?
Why would you do this to me?
I don't think it was kindergarten, but it said, Mim has great leadership skills, which are not always appreciated by her peers.
Oh. Rough.
And then later on, it said, Mim always participates in class discussions, whether she has vast knowledge on the topic or not. Amazing.
I have something to say. I don't know what to say, but I'm going to say something.
Oh, wow. Everyone's looking at me. This is cool. I guess I'll just say some more stuff.
Just keep talking.
What about you, Michael? Do you remember what it said on your report cards when you were in school?
No.
Didn't pay attention? Is that what
didn't
it said?
It probably just said A plus. Plus, plus, plus.
No. I mean, I was pretty quiet.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see that.
It was pretty quiet at school.
Enjoys lunch.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure all of my cards were like a very... It's like, Michael appeared. He was in class and then left.
Favorite subject, eating.
Yeah. Definitely that.
Can you remember what yours said, Laura?
I remember a lot, especially in the early days, I used to get in trouble for decorating my work too much.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, so...
good.
I used to decorate all around my work and my borders and everything. And then when I went to a parent-teacher interview in maybe like year one, the teacher was like, Laura's decorating her work too much. And so my mum was like, well, is she finished?
Yeah, did you do the work first?
Oh, yeah, the work was done.
Oh, well, that seems fine.
Yeah, and then my mum was like, well, maybe you should give her more work. And I was like, Mum!
Yeah, I always had trouble when they had the desk clean out. Do you remember that? Like, sort of like lift up the desk and have
trays.
A look at it. Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough time for me.
Did you have a messy desk?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a smelly desk?
There was things growing in there. Probably, you know.
Yuck.
Yeah, I just like to keep my stuff, keep my things in there.
Were you a hoarder?
No. Of certain things. Spaghetti.
Jinx.
I am great at swimming, running, jumping, writing letters. I'm also good at cartwheels and handstands.
Wow.
I don't think I'm good at any one of those things. That's
yes,
amazing.
You are.
Maybe
yes, you
writing
are.
Letters.
Yeah.
That's great to be good at so many things.
Yeah, nice one. I think that'd make like a really good competition combining all of those things together. It's like, you know,
yes.
doing the running, the jumping, the swimming, kind of like a triathlon.
The
but at the end.
The writing letters all at once.
Yeah, but at the end, you kind of just pen a letter to your friend. That's really nice that you write letters too. I didn't know people still did that.
Or does she, or does maybe she mean like writing A's and B's
letter.
And C's? Yeah.
Yes, no, not penning full letters.
I think you focus more on the individual letters when you start school.
That's true. I have faith that perhaps, you know,
she'll pen a letter soon.
I like spaghetti, just like you, Michael.
Yeah, spaghetti! Nice Woo! One. And it's always nice to come across another spaghetti fan.
But I wouldn't eat moldy spaghetti. It could make very, very sick.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Haven't you heard the story of the spaghetti monster?
Oh, yeah.
That was me.
We made that. Moldy spaghetti. Moldy food in general. Mold, full stop.
Yeah.
Can make you pretty ill. So don't eat mold.
Yep. Don't eat mold, kids. A lesson from the beanies.
Hey, you learn something new every day.
And pen a letter. And it shall read, do not eat mold.
Yeah. Go for a swim, go for a run, jump over things, pen a letter to your friend. And don't eat mold.
And you know, the spaghetti song and the spaghetti monster are going to be on TV soon, but don't tell anyone. It's a secret. And the spaghetti dance and there's a spaghetti monster, so make sure you keep your eyes on ABC for that one.
Mm-hmm.
My request for you, Beanies, is... what is your favourite colour? Mine is purple.
Ooh, same favourite colour.
That's the Music Wizard's favourite colour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If only he was here.
He is here, Mini Beanies, because we just recorded a song.
Yeah, he's in the studio with us. Say hi, Music Wizard.
Hi, Music Wizard.
Is your favourite colour purple? Can you confirm or deny?
He's coming up.
He's going to answer in a flurry of saxophone songs.
I can confirm that my favourite colour is purple.
Woo!
Yeah, nice.
Nice one.
Very royal.
His name is Alia.
Very royal colour.
It is a very royal colour.
Mm. What's your favourite colour, Mim? I think we know. Instead, actually.
We do
know what our favourite colours are, but maybe you could tell us a thing, your favourite thing of that colour.
So I think I know Laura's favourite colour.
What?
Your favourite colour is pink.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
And, oh, here we go. Can you go for the doll? Your favourite thing of that colour? Cupcakes?
No, Laura doesn't like cupcakes.
No,
Laura
we've been like through cake. This. I forgot this.
Laura likes... Oh, what about piggies?
Yeah!
Little pig noses.
Yeah, that's probably my favourite thing that's pink because I just think piggies are the cutest.
They're very cute.
What about you, Michael? I think we can guess. Your favourite colour is yellow.
Yep.
And your favourite thing that's yellow is spaghetti.
Yeah.
That was an easy one. Yeah. Is that right, though?
Yeah.
What's your second favourite thing that's yellow, then?
Well, I mean, it's odd. I wouldn't say I like this one thing by itself, but it reminds me of the beach. Yellow reminds me of sand.
Mm.
And reminds me of... So that's, oh, sorry. Cheese.
Oh, yeah. It goes on spaghetti. Mm.
Yeah, cheese.
Best friend of spaghetti.
They're like cheese.
Spaghetti, cheese, beach. Those are all your favourite things.
Yeah.
And they're all yellow. Wow.
That checks out. That's amazing.
Mm. Okay, so Mim's favourite colour is blue.
Mm-hmm.
And favourite thing that's blue. Like maybe the ocean is blue.
Yeah, I really like the ocean.
Yeah.
I do. I think purple. My favourite blue thing that's blue is just the colour blue.
Mm.
Like paint, like blue paint.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Like blue paint.
My favourite thing about blue is the blue.
Mm. Nice.
Me and my sister love your podcast and show. Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Bye, Alia.
Thanks for sending in a show and tell.
Keep listening.
And watching the show.
And don't eat mould.
Whee!
Do you have a question for the Beanies like...
what is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the Beanies like... I have a pet puppy dog. We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the Beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell. We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr.
sneeze.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know-It-All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.